Welcome to the Pocket Singularity Podcast. Today we will be doing yet another character introduction. Today I am joined by John, one of our players, and he is going to give you a brief synopsis of who his character is and what his vision for his character is to be before we get into a bit of an actual play experience today. So John, give us a brief description of your character and some of their goals.
The way I envision my character, whose name is Gresh, not surprisingly, since that's what I name all of my characters ever, is kind of a fixer type. He comes from nothing, like literally nothing, out in the backwoods, and has a set of skills, a particular set of skills, if you will. He uses those in pursuit of what he thinks is best, is not necessarily right, but maybe is best. In some cases that may be he's for hire, in other cases that may be for some sort of justice. It really is kind of nebulous most of the time, just dependent solely on the way the wind is blowing, basically. But he always has a tendency to gravitate toward right, if that makes sense.
Sure. So he is, if we use the traditional Dungeons and Dragons 9 alignment, he's more of the chaotic good.
That's exactly it. That's the best way of looking at it.
Okay. So with that in mind, what are some elements of this character that you think he would bring to the table for this team of players in a near future science fiction setting?
I think adaptability and flexibility are his strengths. The ability to look at a situation and gauge what's needed and whether or not the objective is going to be able to met with what particular skill set the group has, or whether or not they need to go around and find another angle of attack for a particular problem. Just really being able to assess and improvise, adapt, and overcome with situations.
Great. So let's consider for a minute what you view as a long ball game for this character. How would you like to see this Gresh evolve and grow?
I think that long term, his goals for himself are to get back to his roots. You know, he came out of where he's from to experience the world and learn. And the idea of returning to where he's from with the knowledge that he's gained kind of is a driving force. And so to better himself in any given context is probably what's driving that.
Great. So before we get into the actual play session, let's go ahead and briefly consider the background for your character. You created an average human. Mm-hmm. Anything that jumps out at you about how you created your character that you would like to share with our listeners?
I am a tremendous fan of average. You know, just do what it takes to get by and everybody wins. And so the idea of just a dude being thrust into situations like what we're going to encounter and overcoming is interesting to me in a world full of, you know, tech and cyber and all the good stuff that we're anticipating over the next 50-ish years. Just some dude from the woods, from the backcountry, being the best that he can be with what he's got, instead of being tremendously augmented like everybody else presumably will be.
Okay, so that's a great contrast to the fact that last week Nicholas was here and he had a very specialized, hyper-focused tech savant type. And so, if I'm reading you correctly, you're saying that you're aiming Gresh more at a sense of jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none kind of mentality.
I think that that's a useful thing to have in any sort of group, but especially one where you've got very specialized individuals, you need a Swiss Army knife.
Okay. Last question. Fight or flight?
Yes.
Good answer.
I think it's situational.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to jump right into our actual play experience here. And today, by way of an intro, you're going to be introduced to a gentleman named Marion, and we'll pick up right there.
Very good.
So one day, you are at home. You come from the backwoods, but currently as more of a professional. Where would Gresh find himself after a fairly traumatic moment like the destruction of the Capitol building in Washington?
Probably from somewhere that he can just watch.
So he's not going to be the type to just let it roll off his shoulders. He's going to stop, wait, and observe.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you get a call from a unlisted number, untrackable number, according to your incoming UE. Your shades register this unknown number, and do you pick up as either audio or video feed, or do you just let it go to voicemail effectively?
I think audio.
Okay, so here we go. Hello, is this the Gresh?
Who's asking?
This is a gentleman with a very delicate, very sensitive issue in hand. I am trying to seek some professional help. I have been given your number from a friend that was up past GeoSync Ecuador, and I was told you were a bit of a, a bit of a dapper hand at handling delicate situations. I'm wondering if you might be able to go speak with some people over at Mantech. They apparently have some experts I'm trying to get some information out of, but for lack of ability to meet with them myself, I'm trying to get someone who can play a role and get this information for me.
Send me the information that I would need.
Okay, he at that point terminates the call, and in your user interface, in your inbox effectively, you receive a series of files that are sent to you. You get a basically what looks like a task sheet. It gives you an identity as a sales rep for a starting, burgeoning tech firm, and you're looking into some different kinds of security, and you're wanting to upgrade your organization's security and also some of the elements of interacting with the public at large. It tasks you with speaking with a researcher over at Mantech, a guy named Ian Connolly, and then a person at the head of the cybernetics, her name is Ely, and then lastly, an HR guy that you might want to check in with named Douglas Arthur. Among the various things, you get a readout that gives you permission to go to a specific drop box at a physical, believe it or not, a physical post office with a specific date to go pick up an ID badge and some other equipment, a few IM plant contacts that will give you the iris scans that you need to get in and correctly identify yourself. What kind of name would you want Gresh to have on this caper?
Aloysius.
Oh, good grief. Aloysius. Okay. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. So Aloysius Bonham. I don't know.
I'm good with
something
it.
French sounding.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would want to do in preparation for going to meet with the people over at Mantech?
I think the first move should be to go to that post office box if it's now-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And just either A, see if it's got stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
or B, watch it for a while. I assume there's no time frame on this.
No, there's not. So in your own time, you get over to the post office box, and when you arrive, everything's in there. There's a whole bunch of printed material. There's a couple flash drives, effectively, that have all the information for the briefing. Even one of them has a presentation that you can give if you are asked to discuss what your hypothetical company does. As you do a brief review of the presentation, you notice that it's very ambiguous about all the different aspects of the company. He leaves you plenty of room with basically simply putting bullet points, talking about your company is into certain security and not quite spec ops, but definitely in the private security sector. And you're looking to develop technology and elements that would help the various private enterprises, private companies, deal with developments in the tech sector.
I'd like to make and keep a backup of everything there.
Okay, well let's do a average computers check. So that's going to be two of the purple dice. And one thing to remind you, in the Genesis narrative dice system, every player gets one story point. That makes game masters like me a little bit jealous. So what we're going to have is I get half the number of story points of the players rounded up. So in this case, I get one, you get one. When we get to having Nicholas on the show with us for full episodes, I'll have two to the three that you guys have. Okay, so here we go. Two green, two purple. Let's roll it. So we have as our result two success and one threat. The threat, let's go ahead and use that as you're put under stress because suddenly you realize that there's a fair amount of encryption already on these. And with two success, you don't even dice with the encryption on them. You just are like, whatever, copy, paste, done. How does that work for you?
That's perfect. That's exactly what I had in mind. Just to have it.
Just a dump, just effectively. To have it. Yeah.
When you're trafficking in information, you keep it all, whether it's encrypted or not.
Sounds good. Okay, so you now have a personal backup copy of all the information that was sent to you. The couple of flyers and handouts that you were given are there. Do you make a copy of this outdated physical paper product?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. All right. Well, that works. So now you have a copy of everything that you were given. So how would you like to proceed?
I suppose might as well go to the rendezvous point.
Okay. So you are given a free flight to the headquarters of Mantech. It is located just outside Busan on the Korean Peninsula. When you approach the place, you are recognized, your eye is logged, all your data is taken, and Aloysius Bonham is now officially on site. So you need to go in and get clearance. Let's do a social check to see if you can get past the hurly-burly of the desk jockeys at the front of the building.
I think I'm going to make that probably a deception check, wouldn't you say?
You could do deception. I would also see the use of charm or one of the others. Coercion doesn't really apply in this case since you're not trying to aggravate someone. But yeah, deception works fine. So this is going to be an average check, which is two purple, against your, what do you have there for deception?
I've got a yellow and two green.
All right, let's roll it. Okay, so we have two success, three advantage, and one lone threat. So that threat gets canceled out. And so what generates the little bit of threat and a bit of advantage that's going on here? Paint the scene for me of you dealing with this receptionist at the main floor.
I think the threat comes from the fact that the retinal scan is solid, but it's clearly somebody that people haven't seen before in physical presence.
Okay.
But ultimately, everything checks out, and you know, I just get waved through, basically.
Okay, so it's almost like they do a quick, dirty Google search, and it turns up like almost no hits and no known presence or something.
Yeah, they're more interested in the actual readout that it shows on their screen than the body that's in front of them.
Gotcha. Okay, great. So you get through, and you are escorted to the office of this researcher that you had set up an appointment to meet, Ian Connolly. And when you get in, how do you want to open up with him? You're there to discuss with him video recording capabilities, and also you're tasked to try to get out of him information about cloaking technology.
I think the best course of action is going to treat it like we're old friends. Just go in and, hey, how are you? Good to see you. You know, let's talk about things.
Okay. When you walk in, Ian is over at his display and his readout, and he's looking through some reports from the people that are under him, and he quickly darkens the readout on his monitors. And so you walk in and you greet him. How does this go down?
I see it as just a friendly greeting. You know, make it like as no introduction is needed on his part, like I know who he is.
Okay.
He may not recognize Gresh, but clearly they've met at some point. It's like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, well, hey there. Grish, you say, where did we meet before?
The conference on technology and advancements.
Oh, are you talking about the one in Kark?
Yeah, that's absolutely the one I'm talking about.
I don't think I was speaking at that one. Did we meet at the buffet afterward?
Jameson introduced us.
Oh, Jameson. Yeah, well, if Jameson introduces anyone, you know what's coming afterward. So, what can I do for you today?
I came in looking for some information on video.
Video now. Like, we have an issue with just doing walkthroughs, but I can give you a little bit of information on how we're making advancements in security video, if that's... Is this what you're trying to come after, then?
Oh, at least.
Okay. Well, and he begins to go through the details of some of the just very bullet point type elements, where he's just giving broad stroke sketches of some very complex things that he assumes you're already very well familiar with, but he doesn't give any details on what they're actually doing with that information.
Do you have any literature that I could take with me?
Well, no. I can probably get you something sent, like, we'll get it down to your address. I still have it here.
It's not just, you know, pamphlets and things. Like, I could actually use research documents.
Well, I'd need to get clearance for that, you see. Like, I can't just, like, go around giving out our work and, you know, it's proprietary and such.
Can I make a coercion check on this guy?
Absolutely. And because you've convinced him that you guys met at the stupid conference in Cork, go ahead and add a blue to that. You're going to be doing a contested check against his discipline. So that's going to be 3 purple and 1 red.
Jeepers. I think I'll flip one of my story.
Your story points? Okay, let's do that. So now I have 2 to the 1 that John just flipped over. So a total of 2 yellow, a green, and a boost to 1 red, 3 purple.
I love making that noise.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 success and 1 advantage. And then 3 failures and 2 threats. So in the end, we have 3 success and 2 threat. I'm going to spend that threat. He starts questioning your clearance to get the information, but in the end, you prevail on him. He talks about a new technology they have where they basically are able to mask the eye grid that is implanted into contacts that people use, and then in the shades that people use in order to record their point of view as they, you know, walk about on their daily lives.
And that's the cloaking technology that I was sent after?
No, that's not exactly it. It's a new form of video recording capability that is done in such a way that the person being recorded can't necessarily tell that they are being recorded. The cloaking technology is something different entirely.
So I'll just ask him about that, point blank. Tell me about the cloaking stuff you're working on.
He kind of fumbles about it because he's not sure he's been given authorization to talk to you about these specific things. If you want to roll for that, you have the same pool, the 1 yellow, 2 green, and a boost, but he's also going to give you a setback. And so that's 3 purple and 1 red.
Plus a black for the setback?
Plus the setback, yes.
Here it comes. I love my life.
Wow, so we have
nothing.
2.
My whole life is ruined.
So the successes and the failures cancel out. So it's a net failure, but not a direct failure, as it were. And then you're left with 3 threat, 2 advantage, which boils down to simply 1 threat. He says, look, I cannot give you any more of this information. You're going to have to leave. If you need more of the publications, you're going to need to go through the proper channels.
Can I leave some sort of bug? Like a scraper? Like a USB thing that I can just plug in and it scrapes data?
Yeah. I think so. And we will use his perception is not the greatest. He's not the highest in what would traditionally be considered those kind of skills. He's more of a researcher, more intellect than wisdom, to borrow the Dungeons and Dragons differences. In our case, he is higher on the intellect than on the cunning side of things. So this will be against one purple, one red, and you can use one of your social checks to try to... actually, we're going to use skullduggery. I think that's more appropriate in these circumstances.
I would have said that or stealth.
Stealth, yeah, either one of those makes sense, I guess. And I'm going to give you a setback because he's already kind of...
Suspicious
of you, and I'm going to flip one of my story points back at you to upgrade that other purple to a red. Okay, so we have one yellow, two green, two red, one black. You get too much pleasure out of that sound. Wow, okay. This probably couldn't have gone much better for you. Everything cancels out except for one lone success. Wow, so four failures, five success, one threat, one advantage. All you got is one success. So you manage to slip a slim profile USB chip effectively, though I'm sure our technology will have advanced far past that at this point. But you're able to do a what effectively becomes a reroute. So all the information that goes through his personal computer gets copied and dumped to a data storage cloud of your own.
On the way out, I'd like to give him like a business card, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got information that just goes back to me. So like, hey, you know, if you've got any questions about anything, you know, regarding, you know, security clearances or anything like that, if you think you've done something wrong, you know, this is my supervisor. Reach out, and any questions you have, I'm sure he'll be happy to oblige.
Oh, Gresh, I can't tell you how much that puts me mind at ease. I just, you know, I didn't get personal authorization to give you that kind of information. If you want to go through Miss Yu and try to get all the, you know, all the readouts and things, that's her cup of tea, being the chief operations officer. But I don't have the liberty to share with you like all that we're like doing in my department.
Well, I appreciate you sharing with me what you have.
Thank you. And if ever we can do any kind of collaboration in the future, just let me know. And if you see Jameson again, just knuckle him for me.
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
And so you exit that part of the building with very little kind of negative consequence that is apparent. I am going to flip that second story point for kicks and giggles, and we'll see if that comes back to haunt you.
Great.
Yeah. So we'll see what comes of that later on. So, do you want to go try to speak to the head of cybernetics, to the head of HR, or try to go through the channels to get either to speak with GAU or to get an official list of their publications?
I think HR next.
The escort that they give you is walking you around and takes you to Douglas Arthur's office. And you walk in, it's a middle-aged American guy, and he looks up at you and says, yes, may I help you?
I'm here to clean the computers.
okay, all right. Your deception versus his discipline. This is going to be two purple and a red. He's not used to having people interrupt him for this. Okay, so you are flipping a story point, so you upgrade one of those green to a yellow. So we have two yellow, one green, one red, two purple. And actually, you know what? I'm going to give you a blue for the outlandish nature of this. That's just ridiculous. one success, three failure. So you don't actually get permission to clean his computer, as it were. But he starts laughing at you, and it's obvious he takes this as a personal prank. So who sent you down here to clean my computer?
Jameson, up in personnel.
Oh, God, Jameson. No, it was Jameson and Ian, wasn't it?
No, absolutely.
God.
But you didn't hear that from me.
God, okay. Well, you know, ever since I won the pool over the World Cup, I guess it doesn't really surprise me. What did you actually come down here for, or was it just for the prank? You obviously aren't an employee here, but they put you up to this, right?
Well, I'm definitely an employee here, but the idea was to get you to come up there after them.
Okay, so you're going to actually contest that you are an employee. Let's do a...
I've got the credentials from the mail drop.
No, you're not an employee of ManTech. You were an employee of... So do you want to walk that scene back?
Yeah, no, I'll stand by.
Okay.
I go into HR and pretend I'm an employee.
Okay, so, let's see. This is going to be a computers check. It's his computers against fate, effectively.
Hacking or sysops?
So it's going to be his sysops. So it's going to be, he has one green, one yellow at this. And it's so bizarre. And what name do you give him?
Spray.
Spray.
Just Spray.
This is a massive company, and you're just hoping to hit a generic name that will show up on the thing. Okay, so we're going to do an average, so that's two purple. So go ahead and roll that, and let's see how lucky you are. Oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. Okay, so three success and one failure versus one threat. So while he's doing this, you stress the heck out. So you take one strain for that threat, and your two successes. Yeah, he finds someone who roughly matches your description, and he tells you to quit pulling his leg and get back up to the lab. He doesn't specify. He assumes you know which lab you're supposed to be at.
I'm just saying, they might or might not have a thing for you up on the fourth floor, and I was sent to get you away from your computer by telling you that it was a computer cleaning, so that you would have time to go up there and have a visit.
Oh, God. Okay. Well,
the least you can do for me is play along. They gave me $10.
Okay. You're not staying in my office without me, but yes, I'll go on up. Okay. All right. Well, get back to your lab. And so he walks you out the door, locks his door, and then walks over to the lift and goes up to the fourth floor.
And I go right back to the door.
Okay. So do you want to try to hack in? That's going to be a skullduggery check.
Is there a physical way to do it? Like, could it be jimmied?
No, this is an electronic lock. It has a keypad. You could probably take a good bit of time and try to physically bypass it, but you can either use skullduggery to try to work your way through the system, or you could try a computer's hacking check.
I imagine I've got 15 minutes tops, so we'll do skullduggery and try to get this thing done quick.
You are going to have a setback because you're not used to these kind of locks, and it's going to be three purple. And you're flipping a story point, sending one of those greens to a yellow. So total right now, I have two story points. You got zilch.
I have no story points. My story points are nil. Wow.
Both of your yellows came back blank. On the upside, a purple and the setback came up blank. So we have a total of one threat, one advantage, two failures, and one success. So a net of a failure. Since the advantages and threat canceled, you don't really leave any kind of distinguishing mark. You just get frustrated because you've now spent 10 minutes and you couldn't get in. What do you want to do?
I imagine I'm down to five.
You're about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Walk away.
You walk away? Okay. So you walk away. The HR person doesn't really do anything. Do you want to head by cybernetics, or since you were told that you could go speak to Chief Operations Officer Jay Wu's office, you could head and try to go see if you can't speak to someone up there.
I'll go to Wu.
Okay. So you head up and you are met at the top floor of the building. You're about 30 floors up, and it's a great view of Busan out to the harbor. It's beautiful, shining mid-afternoon, and you're asked to present your credentials, and the lady begins flipping through, trying to see if you have an appointment set up.
I was sent up here by Jameson.
You're gonna use Jameson again? Oh wow. Okay. Use a blue. Let's. So this lady's discipline is 3 purple.
Why is she so disciplined?
She's a secretary.
Gosh.
She's a receptionist lady, and it's her job to personally take care of Miss Yu. All right, and don't forget your boost, your blue, for bringing Jameson in yet again. This guy is going to get scorched when everybody realizes.
He's been super reliable so far and has no idea that he has been. I owe him a dinner.
Okay. 3 failures, 2 success, 2 threat, and 3 advantage. So it all cancels out to 1 failure and 1 advantage. So you don't get an appointment, an immediate appointment to go see Miss Yu.
But I do get in with the secretary. She wants to be my friend now.
Okay.
I was super charming.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. Now, do you want to ask her about the access to corporate publications and their research?
Yep, that's the thing.
Okay, well, go ahead and roll another. I will give you 2 boosts this time, 1 for Jameson, 1 for being kind to this lady whose job is unappreciated, unthanked, and it's going to be 3 purple again. I'm going to upgrade one of those, flip one of those story points back to you. All right. I just love when you get a triumph and a despair at the same time. It's one of the most delightful kind of situations. Okay, that's a bit more to your liking, I believe. Mm. So we have 1 failure, 3 threat, 4 success, and 5 advantage. So it all comes out to 2 success and 2 advantage. She sets up a meeting with 2 authors, researchers, for you for the following day, and she gives you the publications to read before the meeting tomorrow. And so you get a meeting scheduled with Ely, with their cybernetics department, and your old buddy Ann Connolly.
Is there any way I can get some sort of a security pass to just come right in through the checkpoint instead of having to wait an hour?
Yeah, you know what? Let's use 2 of your advantage to do that. Tomorrow morning when you come in, you basically have a 1-day pass, and you just breeze right through, and they let you go straight to the conference room when you come back the next day. What do you want to use your remaining advantage on?
She gives me her phone number.
Okay, well, there's that.
No, I've got it. I've got an idea.
Okay, so do you leave for the day? Do you try to do anything else? What's up?
Nope, I'm out.
Okay. We are into the next morning. What do you want to do?
I would like to call Florence, the secretary.
Okay. So she picks up and she says, "Oh, well, I was wondering if you were going to call me last night. I figured we might go out to dinner."
That is definitely a thing that we can probably do, maybe. But in the meantime, I was supposed to meet with somebody from HR this morning, and I can't remember his name. But we were supposed to meet at a coffee shop about 2 blocks away. Can you help me out?
Was it Mike or Doug?
Yep, one of the 2. Mug. I remember Mug. So it could have gone either way.
You're so funny. No. Look, you're just going to have to call. Douglas is head of HR. And so if you're going to be talking to them, probably just try to get with Douglas.
I'm sure it wasn't him, because I'd have remembered if it was a big shot head of something. So it must have been Mike.
Mike? Okay, yeah, he's the other guy on staff here at the office. He's actually out today.
Well, that's a shame. I hope he gets better. But I'll see you later on tonight.
So she clicks off after a goodbye, and she...
So I go to Mike's office, breezing past security with my pass.
Okay. So you get to Mike's office. What would you like to do?
Can I get in?
It has a similar electronic lock. All the doors in the HR area are. They obviously are not wanting people just to walk into HR. Frankly, the whole building's on some level of security and lockdown, but it just depends on the area and what's actually being done.
I'm not in a time crunch this time. I want to try again to just hack it.
Okay. So I will give you a boost, and it is going to be 3 purple. Are you doing skullduggery or computers? Which are you?
Oh, that is a good question. I meant to do skullduggery.
Okay. So you have 2 yellow and a green.
Yeah.
With the story point flip.
Right.
Plus a boost, and then you're against 3 purple. So we have 1 success and 5 advantage against 3 threat. So you have a success and 2 advantage. So it takes you quite a while with that much threat, but you're able to get through and overcome, and then eventually you get the door to slide open.
I just want to start digging. Okay. Anything I can find.
Okay. Everything's on his computers. If you're going to try to utilize his terminal, we're going to need to make a hacking check. Okay. And that's going to be 4 purple. So 1 success, 1 failure, wash, and you have 2 threat. 2 threat are these. A gentleman comes in, and he looks at you and says, "Nice try." He escorts you off property, and as he's walking you out, he said, "We've been watching you since you tried to pump information out of Ian yesterday." And as you're taken out of the area, he pushes you down the stairs and kicks you off property. Yeah, everything is revoked. You're out.
Busted.
Yeah, you're busted. So, that's where we land for today. You got a fair amount of information. And next time, when we have the whole crew together, we will go over what information your little bug that you planted was able to actually harvest for you.
Hooray!
Thank you for joining us on the Pocket Singularity Podcast. Please rate us and review us on your platform of choice. And we look forward to having you with us next time as we journey upwell on this journey together. Thank you.